last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. The listeners, we have been discussing about the duties of waiters of Imam Mahdi, ajallaha ta'ala faraja, in which we categorized some of the most important duties. And we were with Dr. Ali Alawi, who categorized the duties as the first one was marifat of Imam, or the knowledge of Imam, and then knowing the status of Imam, then relying on the rope of wilaya or guardianship, then waiting for reappearance, and then we discussed social reform or self-reform, in which we were discussing about media readiness and military readiness. Dr. Alawi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome. Thank you for once again accepting the invitation.
Thanks for inviting me to this show. It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
Same here. It's a pleasure to be with you, sir. Today we'll again discuss some of the social reforms. But I must repeat that when we said social reforms, before social reforms, we came to self-reforms. Mm-hmm. And self-reform is important. Once I'm not going to work on myself, how can I invite society, invite my other believers towards the truth and forbid them from the evil? Now, there were another duties of the waiters that you pointed to was military readiness and media readiness. What do you mean by the two terms?
We reached to a point, or let's say one of the duties of the waiters of the Imam alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, at the time of his occultation, and those who are going to be waiting for the advent of Imam actually is the military preparation. One of the basic instructions of Quran and Islam is to the Muslims actually is to maintain the full readiness against the enemies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants us to work on the training of our human resources, manpower, and also proper preparation to help the right front against the wrong.
True.
This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt all in all actually guide us towards that. Be helpful to an oppressed and be an enemy to the oppressor.
Yeah. So
this is again what we have received from the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhi
wasalam. True.
So we need to prepare ourselves. Why? Because we are going to follow the most hugest revolution in the world at the time of Imam. How can we go and help this noble Imam without having such preparations?
True.
Some people say that, okay, an Islamic Ummah should be only waiting and should just focus on dua's application and just wait for the Imam. No, it's not true. Because in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter of Anfal, verse 60, prepare against them what you believers can of military power, mm-hmm. and cavalry to deter Allah's enemies and your enemies, as well as other enemies unknown to you. So Allah wants us to prepare ourselves to the level, to the utmost level that we can. So Allah doesn't want us to stay somewhere and just
Be limited
to du'as and prayers and salat and namaz.
True.
No. Allah wants us to do something, to prepare ourselves.
True.
You know? So we should not be indifferent towards our preparations. And as you see, the Islamic Ummah tries to prepare itself. And we see in our country here that when some people even objected the leader of the Islamic Ummah that this world, there is no more need for the equipment, I mean, military equipment, the leader said, no, this is Quranic teaching that we are following.
True.
Allah wants us to be strong, to make whatever we can for defending the Islamic Ummah and nation.
True.
One might say, okay, this is the duty of the military people, and what's that to me as an
ordinary
people? I'm a scholar, I'm, let's say, a university student.
Yeah.
Look, all of these issues are connected and interconnected to each other. When you are a university student, or let's say you're a scholar, the outcome of your thoughts, the outcome of your studies will reach to that military equipment. When you are an scholar, Islamic scholar, then a person who is a military knows what is his duty. Then
true,
when he
true.
Knows his duty, he acts upon it. A part of it is actually a part of theory and theoretical aspect of it, and then a part of it is a practical aspect of it.
True.
When we have not yet worked on the theoretical aspect of it enough, then the practical aspect will be damaged and will not show itself in the level that it should be.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. O light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
You have reminded me of something very beautiful talking with your discussion. You basically said that first, before this military preparation, you said that rich have to help poor.
Mm-hmm.
And as an Islamic nation, as Islamic people, we have to work on Quran, which says that to the utmost of your, you
readiness.
Know, prepare yourself,
mm-hmm.
be ready for the defense. You reminded me of this verse which says, while al-musallin may help. Mm-hmm. Hell with these who pray. And then when we contemplate on the verse, we say, oh my God, praying is obligatory. And Allah is saying, hell with those who pray. But then we say verses before and behind this verse, they say that you pray and at the same time you do not help the orphans.
Mm-hmm.
You do not take care of the orphans.
Very true.
So we are seeing Muslim countries around us who are bombing and making people orphan, making you know, the children orphan. And we are seeing at the same time the Muslim countries who pray and they take the aid to these countries. You rightly mentioned that they do have equipments and that readiness, but they have reached a wrong conclusion.
Mm-hmm. The problem is actually in the theoretical aspect of it.
True.
Because it has not been yet strengthened in the level that it has to be.
It has to be.
Look, you said that some of them are equipped even with the military equipments. I want to say even that part of it has not been achieved yet. So we want to say that all the Muslims are actually, all those who are going to be waiters of the Imam, they have their own duties. Theoretical aspect of it. They have to help the Islamic Ummah to prepare himself militarily. You might say, okay, I'm a simple worker, so what's my role? Then when you know that this is the right thing, you have understood it, and you need to tell those who have not yet understood this point, that this is a duty for a duty bound in the time of ghaib and occultation of the Imam. So you have performed your duty.
True.
So it can be related in such a way to that. We said that this readiness actually has two aspects or two parts. One is military and second is media readiness. Media readiness, because at the time of arrival and advent of Imam, we have lots of hadith that they say that it is very difficult for people to keep up with their imans, with their beliefs.
Faith, yeah.
And faith. Let's dissect that. What is the reason that people will face the problem with that? And what is going to affect them that they might not be able to find the right way?
True.
So this is the power of the media. The effect of the media is not less than the effect of the war.
Oh.
Even sometimes more. And the leader
war.
Of the Islamic Ummah a couple of times actually referred to that. Cultural attack is more heavier than the military attack.
The physical military attack.
Because
yeah.
they have actually changed your mind in the way that they want.
The public opinion.
Very true.
Yeah. Using the media techniques.
Media techniques and changing the realities. They change the
True.
Place of a martyr with the place of, let's say, oppressor.
Yeah.
See? And they said that when, for example, suppose, God forbid, when we change the place of, we take refuge to Allah, Imam Hussein and Yazid. So you know that the Yazid was an oppressed one and Imam Hussein was an oppressor. So you know what happens then? The realities change.
The story, yeah.
So this is the power of the media. Then what happens? The Muslims who have to be in the army of the Imam will be placed in the army of the enemy. This enlightenment is needed.
True, true.
I have seen in some hadith, and I want to talk about the theme of such a hadith, that this is one of the most important duties of the Muslim at the time of occultation of Imam. That is media readiness.
Media readiness.
Yeah. Every single person should be a media. What is the reason? We have heard that at the time of advent of Imam, people are equipped with the highest and the newest and the highest technology of, let's say, weapons. So what comes that media is more important than that, as we see today? You see, the concept of terrorist is changing. Media empire. That they are working on the minds of the people. In an ugly way, they are changing the realities. They, for example, when it comes to the people of Palestine, or if it, when it comes to the people of Yemen, or Syrian people, they say, okay, they are not white people and blonde and, let's say, blue-eyed people. They are ordinary people. So they deserve to be killed. But there, in the West, those people are not deserved to be killed.
True.
You see, these double standards, these ugly double standards that we see from international legitimacy is really something that has appeared from the power of the media.
Power of media, true.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I meet up morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
So every single Muslim, everyone who is waiting for the Imam to come, his duty is to be a media for Imam Ali.
All right.
From his pen, from his mouth, from his, let's say, works and literature, from whatever he actually is producing this work.
So we reach a point that a person in media readiness, a person not only needs to be media himself, but he has to have that knowledge of media, not mm-hmm. to accept everything,
very
what is
true.
Coming in.
This is called media literacy or digital.
Media literacy, yeah.
Media literacy should be actually encouraged among the people. We have
exactly.
to inform our people. We have to tell them whatever is received, whatever is come to us, has come to us is not
as
true.
As soon as a clip is received, it is forwarded like a mm-hmm. jungle fire.
It becomes viral among the people.
Yeah.
So we have to know whatever we receive is not necessarily true.
Yeah.
What we receive is not necessarily right.
Or
we
even like even forwarding a message, mm-hmm. I must see what I am forwarding. Is that true? How true is that?
We have to be very careful here in these
yeah.
cases and
true.
Issues. We have to be really, really watchful of what we are forwarding to others to know that whatever we are actually sending to other people, does it have any reality or not? As you said.
Otherwise, you're responsible. Like, you'll be asked tomorrow, why, how did you forward something that was fake? Or, like, why didn't you research on it?
Very true. Very true. Yeah. We know that the revolution of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam at the end will end and will lead to the government of the mustadafin, the government of the poor and the elite and those who deserve to be the rulers of the world. So this government needs to be helped. So how this help is going to be manifested? By our help. And we have our preparations. And our having the, as I said, this military preparation, this media preparation, media literacy, with strengthening ourselves in different aspects. Look, one more example of media literacy I want to mention, and then inshallah we move to the next point. Look, at the time that Prophet Musa alayhi salam left his nation and went to the mountain of Tur, how long did it take? 30 days, then added 10 more days, it became 40 days. But what happened when he came back? He said he saw that somebody changed everything. This is the power of media. Somebody was a media there.
Yeah.
Actually, he acted like a media. At that time, there was no newspaper, there was no mobile, there was no application to.
We have seen the power of media in Lady Zainab itself.
Mm,
like, she changed
exactly.
with her speech, she changed the arrows, she changes the smiling faces into tears.
Mm-hmm.
She broke the pride. In fact, it's that we have that Persian couplet that says, mm-hmm. Karbala dar Karbala mimand agar Zainab nabud.
Yeah.
If Zainab was not there, Karbala would have remained in Karbala, would have never got to know about it. So we have seen, like, even if when there was in that desert, how how Zainab Salamullah Alaiha acted as a media. Dr. Alavi, I'll be talking to you about all these points and the next points, inshallah, in the next session. For now, thank you so much for
You're
being
welcome,
with us.
Sister.
Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to the IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.